With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Americans are divided over the amount of aid the U.S. is sending to Ukraine. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
45% of those surveyed think the U.S. government is spending too much on aid to Ukraine in the war against Russia. According to the AP-NORC poll, more than one-third of adults say the current spending is about the right amount. In Congress, conservative Republicans are rebuffing efforts from President Biden to approve additional assistance for Ukraine. Since last month, the White House has been asking lawmakers to pass more than $61 billion in new aid for the Ukrainians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden will begin this week facing more bad poll numbers. Correspondent Ken Lorman has that.
The latest Real Clear Politics average of national polls continues to find President Biden's approval rating underwater. The RCP poll found that only 40.6% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 55.5% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 14.9%. It should also be noted that Mr. Biden is 3.1% below where former President Donald Trump was at this point in his presidency. Ken Lorman reporting.
Shoppers hunting for big deals packed malls on Black Friday as retailers stepped up discounts and other perks to lure customers weighed down by inflation and sticking to tighter budgets. Consumers are coming under pressure as their savings dwindle and their credit card debt grows. And although they've gotten some relief from easing inflation, many goods and services are still far higher than they were just 3 years ago. Nissan will invest $1.4 billion to update its factory in Northeast England to make electric versions of its two best-selling cars. It's a boost for the British government as it tries to revive the country's ailing economy. This is SRN News. Pro-family advocates and decency groups say it's time for the government to do something about Pornhub, the largest pornography website on the internet.
So many cases of either adults who are non-consensually filmed or had their abuse filmed or sex trafficking filmed, or even child sexual abuse material videos uploaded to this website and then shared and disseminated across the world.
Haley McNamara of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Pornhub is probably already in violation of federal statutes.
Under the law, you're not allowed to host or facilitate, distribute any kind of child sexual abuse materials. And there's also a law called FOSTA SESTA against online platforms knowingly, which is a high legal standard, facilitating sex trafficking.
She says millions of children are being put at risk by the company every day. This is SRN News. If you think artificial intelligence is only a small part of the U.S. military, then think again.
In fact, it's a huge part of the armed forces, and it's growing. Pentagon has piloted pint-sized surveillance drones helping Ukraine fight Russia, predicting when Air Force jets need maintenance, and tracks rival satellites in space. A Pentagon initiative is to field thousands of AI-enabled drones by 2026 in order to keep pace with China. Jason Walker reporting.
A library book more than a century overdue has been returned to St. Paul Public Library in Minnesota, titled Famous Composers and featuring the likes of Bach and Mozart. The book turned up while someone was sorting through a relative's belongings. Minnesota Public Radio says it had been last checked out in 1919. No, there will be no fine. This is SRN News.